section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I will definitely listen.
My favorite Tommy Boy is, oh my God.
I like Tommy Likey. Tommy want wingy.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Cock Place, Scotland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Rory's surgery, freestyling and profiling, an interview with the narcoleptic Yankees fan, and the trial of Old Man Hickey with your co-host, The Voice, Big E, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, please call him Blake Clayton.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of It Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and it's been 239 episodes.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And I am enjoying, this is kind of like my birthday episode. Because this comes out like 4 days before my, 3 days before my birthday.
I thought so, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. So
I brought cookies.
Yeah, he brought cookies. And I like cookies. They're nice.
Very nice.
For the next hour or so, you're going to find many humorous things come through your ear holes. If you feel something weird like poke up against your ear hole, don't worry about it. It will pull out in time.
It's just me.
We use the rhythm method.
Is it the nation?
And we've never had a problem once. Has anybody, raise your hand if you had a baby from the rhythm method.
Oh.
Okay, let's do something else. All right, folks. Let me introduce my cast of studly characters this evening, because yet again, we have no Heather, so that means Dicks on the table, go. All right, first.
Dustin hates it when people beat on the table on this show.
Yeah, it's because my mic's a little more sensitive.
Oh, his mic is sensitive.
It's very so sensitive.
So four guys sitting around a table late at night. One of them has been drinking heavily. That means there's going
to
be
this
a lot.
This is not heavily. If you've listened to Drunken Lullabies, you know
there's
this
some
is
heavy
not
drinking.
Heavily. All
it's right. Usually only like the 18 AP Bieber Biebers.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
All right. He has a number of tattoos, which makes him look super, 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 super tough.
Except for that Cubs one on his arm.
And about a year ago today, he took me to shoot a gun for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
It was so much fun. And I was thinking about the other day, I'm like, I should probably call Scott and say, hey, let's go shoot. And I'm like,
I'm not a member anymore.
What? Where am I going to shoot the gun?
We'll figure it out. We'll go out in the woods.
There's a graveyard right back here.
We'll do it all rednecks down there.
You guys want to do... Let off some pipe bombs.
That's right.
Boom to the left of it, boom to the right of me.
Let's welcome security, Biggie.
Whee! Did you guys notice I look younger?
Did you trim the beard?
I just ferment it.
What now?
I just ferment it.
Ferment it.
Just, you know, just from gel?
Ferment it.
Yeah. I wash that gray right out of my hair.
Oh, did it work?
Okay.
Looks good. Yeah. You know, now it looks fuller.
Does look good?
Across from me.
Yep.
He is a man unlike any other. He's got a hot young girlfriend.
Yeah.
A hot young podcast.
Hey.
Yeah.
And he's available to hang out during the day.
Right.
Sorry, that was an asshole.
No. It's all true.
It's The Voice, Dustin. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey. Let's get things cracking.
Let's get it cracking.
Dustin, really making it stick.
Dustin came in. He said, you know what, Blake? He goes, if you're available tomorrow about 11, we can podcast if you want.
I don't give a fuck. Let's do it. I'm going to get Drunken Lullabies caught up for like the next 5 months because I got nothing to do but day drink.
Right. Those numbers are going to go way up. And then he's going to get a job and then they're just going to come back down to reality.
You're going to cast out.
All right. And to my left, as always, he's a little bitter, a little sweet, a little sensitive, a whole lot of meat.
Thick meat.
Thick meat. Ooh. It is the Bottle Kick Kid, Jason.
It's like a tuna can down there. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your support.
So, last episode, were you angry that I played that voicemail? You can be honest with me, because we're friends.
I thought it was sweet.
No, because like I remember the mental state that I was in when that happened.
You seemed frantic.
In a sorry state.
Yeah, it was bad times. So, but it was. I'm sorry, I missed those episodes.
That never happened.
Don't be. It was funny because he came over like the next day, and he's like, "We can do this right now. We can do this right now." I was like, "Dude, I'm like over and enjoying the vacation day."
Yeah.
So, but it's all
over and done.
It's water over the bridge.
It should just make you feel better about your role here because I offered. I'm like, "Hey, if you're still wanting to record, I'm available. We can go on." But he's like, "No, man, that's our Cal Ripken Jr. He has to be here for every episode. The streak must continue.
It's not an official game. Right? Jason's not at the table.
Yeah.
You know, we may lose another, you know, utility player here and there, but you are the constant."
Well, that's very sweet, and you have my well wishes to go on if I can ever make it. I was hoping we wouldn't skip a week, but we did, and I'll never live it down.
That's all right. I've done more shows in the past 2 years than I did for the first 8. So,
you're welcome.
Yay, productivity.
Part of the problem was that it wasn't just you. There was other problems in the world.
Well, you know, I don't think you had, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think you need someone to motivate you. And if you're a one-man crew, it's tough to keep yourself motivated, especially when people cancel on you or crap out on
you.
Yeah,
you have to be a two-life crew.
Yeah, and you and I have done a handful of shows where it was just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
You and I.
So, yeah, you know, it's a team effort for sure. It's a labor of love.
There's no I in team.
There's a me, though.
There's a me.
There's also an eye in the a-hole, if you look appropriately.
What?
Eye in the a-hole.
If you capitalize an A, there is an
yeah,
I
there is.
In the a-hole.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah,
see?
Deep thoughts with the voice.
Hey, so, folks, we do have a donate button on the Fakakta Comedy.
Use it, please.
Because I just spent $1,000 on a dog. I didn't buy one. I saved one's life.
I fixed one.
Your existing
dog.
Fixed
it. You got a facelift.
A faced leg and ear. Here's what happened. So the dog, if you've ever followed me on Instagram, you've seen my dog a couple of times.
Just a few.
But she had a huge tumor on the top of her head.
Again.
It was
again.
Big.
She had one last year.
Yep.
$600 to remove it.
Yep.
This time she had one on top of her head. We took her to the vet. And they're like, oh, and she's got one behind her ear. Oh, she's got one on her leg. And oh, she's got one in her ear. And I was like, yeah, okay. I brought her here because of the one on her head.
Right.
Because it made her look like an Indian.
Yeah, thanks for making it worse.
Right, right.
Dot, not feather.
Right. Yeah. And so we went, and she had the surgery. So she had 4 tumors removed. So she's got a cone. We picked her up, and she had this.
She looked like Princess Leia.
She looked like she had the mumps, like from 1930s, and had the mumps. She had like her one ear. Instead of like cut, they didn't want to cut off part of the ear to get rid of the tumor, so they like cut a layer of skin. I wish they would have just cut part of the ear off because
it gives her character.
It makes her look like she's
a beast.
But now that's the one that's having the problems. So she's got like 25 stitches on the middle of her forehead. She's got a bunch of stitches on her back leg and cut like 2 stitches behind her ear. But this ear inside of her ear is a bad one. And so took her in. She had a surgery, went and picked her up. Obviously, a dog is not going to keep this bandage on her head and have a cone on and be in severe pain. So by the next morning, I was up all night long. I slept 3 hours that first
night. I came over and visited you the day she had the surgery. See how Rory's doing.
Right.
You know, say hi. And she kept, you know, headbutting me with the cone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're
she
like, she's not.
Say,
she would
one,
not chill. Yeah,
right.
She won't chill out. She will not go in
she
her pen.
She wouldn't lay down. She wouldn't sit down.
She couldn't do nothing.
She was just
frantic.
Yeah. And so the next morning, I was tired.
Yeah.
I go into, you know, the dog's bandages and gauze are all sticking out of this thing. Makes it look like, and I said, I haven't slept all night, and she hasn't slept all night. And then the doctor's like, oh, well, I can give you a sedative.
Doggy Ambien.
A doggy sedative. I was like, that sounds great. She goes, you can give her up to 1.5, but usually it only takes 1. Come home, give the dog 1. Just becomes like I could
knick-knack, paddywhack, give like a dog a bone.
I felt like Bill Cosby because the dog its eyes were open, but its body wasn't moving anywhere.
Well, I think what would determine if you're Bill Cosby is what happened next.
Right? No, I didn't do anything. I felt sorry.
Okay.
So we're in recovery. We're going.
My wife, come here.
We're going every other day or so to the vet because his ear is not healing up. So, but yeah, she looks like a war dog now. Like she's. She already had the big scar on her back.
She's seen some shit.
She's been through the shit.
Yeah.
She's
been in the shit.
Were these life-threatening tumors?
Well, the first one last year, the one she had was. It was a malignant tumor, so it was a cancerous tumor.
On the head?
No, the one on her back.
Okay, on the back.
The ones that she had removed, I have not sent them in to the lab. They cut them out, but I haven't sent them into the lab. They stick them in a jar and put some stuff.
You have them here?
No.
Well, I thought you were like, I personally haven't sent them to the lab. I was like, dude, are they in the cupboard somewhere? Let's bust these out.
They're at the vet's in like jars. And, okay. When I come up with another $300, they can send them in to test them.
But who cares now? Because they might come back? Is that what you would learn from that or what?
Yeah. Or like the area they didn't cut enough out or something.
Huh. Okay.
So she looked like she was supposed to have a facelift. You know, she should have looked like a lot younger, mm-hmm. but she doesn't.
Or at least like Joan Rivers.
Or like Joan Rivers.
Just for men, maybe, for the dog. So just for dogs.
Men
in. If anybody's interested in donating to the show, it'll go straight to the dog fund. But so far, she's doing good. And
well, good.
Rory Magoo.
About $1,200 in the hole just this year with the dog.
Now, are boxers kind of...
Yeah, they're prone to it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking with Brianna, and she's like, I think boxers kind of are.
And I knew that, but...
They're just so darn adorable.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, their life expectancy is only 9 or 10 years, and she's almost 9 now.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Don't think that way.
She's out of here.
I ain't spending another dime on that bitch. Feel like a rap cut, rap cut. All my people from the front to the back, back nut. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my
gym. All right, couldn't go over 13 seconds because I didn't want Eminem to sue me. Well, this is what we call freestyling and profiling. And again, I stepped on your toes.
No, it's fine. This is a bit that's only been around a couple months. It is taking the nation by storm. Thank
it
you.
Is?
Finish each other's it sandwiches. Yeah, we are – Blake, you probably got some predetermined subjects for us.
I've changed this up a little bit. I do have the preset beats. We have up to 6 beats that you can choose from.
Okay.
But I thought to make it more of a battle, I have a pink shirt on.
Oh.
Yeah, you do.
2 girls and a cupcake.
Yeah. So to make it more of a battle and make it more aggressive.
You put a pink shirt on?
I am going to pick a direction, and the person to your right, you will choose their subject. So we're going to determine. No, we're gonna pick, see who picks who. You have to pick a subject. We're going to go around, give everybody time, and then we're going to rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay.
And then we're going to go around. So before we did when you killed it last time, we had predetermined subjects.
Right.
This is more of a, hey, you've got about 2 or 3 minutes to come up and the person you're battling. But remember, you could have the possibility of then, you know, when we go the other way, you know, if the person you're...
I don't go the other way. I just go the one way.
I'll go either way. That's good.
But I'm saying, so it could go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can go back.
So you're saying don't pick a subject so obscure that you're screwing someone because they might screw you back.
Right. Screw
me once. Kiss me and I'll kiss you.
Screw me once. Screw me twice. Screw me all the time. All right. I am not playing.
What?
So lucky you.
I might show up. I might show up later on. But
we have a mega rap at the end usually.
Right. Biggie, will you please choose the subject matter for Dustin's first rap?
Dustin?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to just throw a softball at you.
Okay.
Craft beer.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
All right. That is a softball if I've ever seen one. Dustin, you can then pick Jason's.
I'm going to go with hotels.
All right. I like that.
Hey, by the way, a really easy line. Hotel, motel, holiday.
Say what? What'd you say?
Say what?
Hotel, motel, holiday.
All right. And so... Jason, why don't you go ahead and pick Big E's subject matter?
I was really tempted to say, like, how to save money. But I'm just going to go a step further and say, you're going to have to rap about the Jews. the Jewish people. You're going to have to rap about them. You talk about them all the time. All
right, so I'm going to give everybody a couple minutes to...
E-Jews? E-Jews.
You're gonna vamp now?
No, I'm going to give everybody
talk
a couple...
Talk about the E-Jews.
I'm going to give everybody a couple minutes to come up with their, you know, get their rhymes flowing. I'm just going to preview our beats real quick,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to play the whole... I'm just going to preview some of our beats. And some of them do have intro violations. So everybody is writing down...
I can't write shit. I'm not creative.
Biggie says, fuck you guys, I'm not writing shit
down.
Going
off the dizome.
Okay, that was the first one. It does get a little funkier.
This is a Lion Bron beat production, production, production.
Yeah, I forgot to edit that out. But hey.
It's a beat.
A little scary beat here. These are rap beats. Alright, here's another beat. A little old school for you here. I can envision LL Cool J singing about love with a song right here. Oh, yeah. And I promise, guys, they all do have beats eventually, but some of them start. There's another little beat. If you just do that a couple times. All right, we got two more beats here. That's loud. I'm sorry, everybody. And our final beat. Scott is the only one not writing anything down.
Because I cannot write. I can't even think.
All right, so that is all
it's
going to
be bad.
All right, gentlemen, rock, paper, scissors. To see who goes first, please put pens down. Rock, paper, scissors. I will be the judge. And it's an elimination.
Now we go 1, 2, 3, shoot, or 1, 2, shoot?
1, 2, 3, shoot. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, shoot. All right. Paper covers rock. Scissors beat paper. You're out.
What?
You're out.
Okay.
Now it's down to you two.
But rock breaks.
No, shut up.
It's break. We break even.
No. Okay. All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Cutting the paper.
Looks like this.
So that means I go first?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Dustin, you have been chosen to sing about craft beer. Can you please pick a beat number between 1 and 6?
Cinco.
Cinco.
That's 5?
That's cinco.
Is that 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, you can wait till you're going to have a little bit of... Ladies and gentlemen, the voice.
Yeah. What? I got a rap about beer? Well, shit. Craft beer. I drink it all year. There's no need to fear. I kick it in high gear. High ABV will get me feeling tipsy. Dancing around like the fucking Teletubby Dipsy. I like IPAs with a citrus taste. Hops for days. It won't go to waste. I'll drink a stout. Just add some milk. Adult Nesquik tastes smooth as silk. If you want to hear, listen to Drunken Lullabies. It's smooth like... Little Debbie Oatmeal Cream Pies. Now rap about some hotels, Jason.
Nice. That was good. All right. That is our first contestant.
I'm out.
I'm out. No, I'm out. It was my turn. I'm out.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm double out.
This guy just says, I'm just going to pick a beat and say I'm out.
I'm out. I'm
just all gonna... right. Jason, the Bottle Cap Kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Flano Fabio.
I think my rap name was Black Magnet, though.
Yeah, Black Magnet Black was. Magnet. Yeah,
no, it was.
Yeah. Oh, is this? Okay, as I said before. And you know what? I've had like two black ladies recently.
Really?
It's out. I'm not. I've had. Yeah.
You've had them?
I haven't had relations.
High five.
I've been in them. I've been on them.
But there's been
with them.
Developments within the black community.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
so let's just say you're Rick Grimes.
I'm doing a lot of good work.
And you're finding your Michonne.
That's right.
Black Lives Matter.
Spoiler alert.
All right, pick a beat number.
Which one did you pick, Dustin?
Cinco.
So five. I will give me Uno.
All right, here we go. This is Uno beat.
Yo, turn up my headphones. Turn them up. I want to hear that. Oh, going out of town. Tell me, are you down? Don't nobody there? Don't be scared. Will Smith said we could ring his bell. Fuck that. We going to a hotel. Clean sheets. 2 feet. Breakfast meats. Meet me back here in 10 for 2 seats in the van. We're going to take that shuttle down. The pool closes at 10. That's when we will begin to get down. Ruin those sheets. Ruin those feet. Ruin all of my breakfast meats. We're going to sign you up for a frequent stay program. Come back. See the St. Louis Rams before they go to L.A. That's okay. They wouldn't stay. The support wasn't there for the fans of St. Louis. Who cares? The team went kablooey. Time to check out. Get your receipt by 12. That's all right. We'll see you next time.
Rock the bells.
Yo, hotels, I'm out. I checked out.
Very good.
I liked it.
Yeah, Priceline.com. The new rule is when you're done with your rap, you have to say I'm out. That way I don't cut anybody off.
You know I'm out.
Oh, okay, Scott. You got a good new try here. You've been chosen
to rap about the juice.
To rap about the juice. Oh my God. Okay.
Give me drop that six beat.
The six beat.
The six beat.
The six sided star, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. It's David, y'all. Up in the heels. What about that star?
That star.
Yeah. Gonna go real hardcore. I don't like to spend my money. It's not very funny. I keep it in my pocket. Yo, no, that ain't a rocket. That's my wad. I keep it in my pocket. Yeah. I like the big noses. Yeah. I don't buy girls roses. Whoa. Shoes don't suck on no toeses. What? They don't even like Moses. I'm out.
Very good.
Ended strong. That's good.
Wow.
Contrary to popular belief, they do not like Moses.
That was good. He came with it strong at the end. All right, so that's the first round. And let me tell you guys, that was very difficult. I'm going to go ahead and secretly score you.
Oh boy, secrets. Gotta love secrets.
I'm going to score between a 1 and 7.
Hey, you know what? To me, not arbitrary at all, that number system.
All right.
I get a big Roy Biggins.
Here we go. Next round.
Here we go.
Okay, Jason, you will choose Dustin's subject matter. Now, guys, you're going to have a lot less time to practice on
gotcha.
This.
Pardon me. I would say dream job.
Dream job.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, dream job for Dustin. Dustin, why don't you go ahead and look over there at Big E and give him something to rap about, preferably not the Jews.
Vaping.
Okay.
He gave me a softball. I'm a return the favor.
All right. And finally, Big E, what should Jason rap about?
Black women.
Okay. We all know that Jason's rap nickname is the Black Magnet. He does get the honeys. It is not a racial statement at all. He loves all colors. I am trying to stall here. Folks, just want to remind everybody, FCF Network is the place to be. We have IBWIP, the song Inside and Out, Drunken Lullabies, S&M Radio, Sex with Heather, and Couch Pilots, and Low Blow Podcast. My boy's out of Chicago. So if you can't find a podcast that makes you laugh or you enjoy on FCF Network, you might as well just throw your iPod out the window, because there's no reason why you can't find something. All right, rock, paper, scissors, boys, on three. Okay, they're not following the directions at all.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, on three. Rock, paper, scissors.
I got cut.
All right, so it's between Jason and Scott. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Guys, you guys. Okay. It's all about Jason.
Oh, I'm going first.
You okay. won. You are rapping about African-American women. What beat would you like?
Two.
All right, here we go. You got to ease your back into this one.
That's right. Yo, yo, y'all. It's Black Magnet coming up 2016. You know I love them black women. Ebony Godness. Godness, I recognize your hotness. Big butts, big lips, big hips, potato chips, baby girl. I take you downtown, all around, hit them the clubs. I ain't a clown. Take me around and show me to your boys, the white man. I am the man. I wasn't given enough time to make a rap. So many things I want to convey to you girls. I want to chat to you all day, every day. I can't help that you find your way to me. I am the black magnet. Can't understand this, can't fathom it, but it's the truth. When you walk by, you catch my eye, I catch your eye. I'm the one you've been dreaming of. Turn off the lights, it's all the same. Except for some girth, except for some length, compared to a black man, that ain't safe. Yo, girls, I'm here for you. All day, every day. The Black Magnet. I'm out.
All right.
He's out.
Very good.
Hope you guys enjoyed some of that time getting some rhymes together.
Yeah. That's true. It's almost as though it does not help you to win at Rock, Paper, Scissors, if you noticed.
Oh, it does not. No, it is to your detriment if you have to go for it.
Very detrimental.
Dustin, you are rapping about a thing called a dream job.
Let's do it!
Yeah.
What number would you like? I think we're...
What's left?
Four?
The Quattro?
Yeah.
Let's do it!
This is a Lion Bond beat.
That is false. I did not sanction that shit on my verse. Wait for it. You feel it?
I think this is a slow intro, so...
Because I don't feel it. But you're gonna feel it. Mm-hmm. Right in your fucking taint. Because that's where my rhymes hit. Where no other rhymes ain't. This is the taint puncher. In the 2016. Worldwide. Listen up, bitches. Dream job. I'm not gonna rap about a blowjob. I'ma keep it classy. Not talking about getting a piece of assy. I want a job that make me smile. Making money, mile after mile. A workplace that's full of tomfoolery. Yo, I wanna work in a brewery. A building full of libations. Giving me tons and tons of vibrations. And since I'm unemployed, I got tons of time to kill. So give me a job to still.
Play this mother the way. Yeah.
I'm out.
All right. That was very productive. Also, you're trying to win a competition and guilt your sponsor into giving you a job.
I'm winning the hearts of millions.
You should put that on your resume.
I should. Yeah. I freestyle like a mofo.
Yeah. If you need some taint punch.
Hey man, that's my fantasy baseball team. They are 2-time champions, the Taint Punchers.
Oh my gosh. All right, I got tears in my eyes.
They're much better than Camel Toe and the Gunts. That's my fantasy football team.
I think we're only is maybe 4?
No, we just did 4.
I was 4. The Quattro. That was me.
2? Did anybody do 2?
No.
Deuce.
So.
Deuce. All right.
I thought I did that
Deuces.
One. Deuces.
No, oh. Wait. You did Uno.
I think I did 1 and 2. I could be wrong.
Then we got 3. Let's go 3.
All right, 3. Here we go. Oh, yeah, we didn't do this one yet.
This is funky.
You are rapping about a funky vaping beat. This goes out to Rocky beat. Top Vapor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn my headphones up. Yeah. A little bit more on the left.
He hasn't touched it.
No. Yo. Yo. Talking about vaping. Straight vaping. I'm not vaping. Wait. Whoa. Talk about vaping. I'm a smoker. Whoa. Whoa. A former smoker. Now, I get my smoke from an electric cigarette. Don't worry about me. I don't like this beat. It's too slow. Here I go. Yo, vaping. Yo, I like grape vape. I like blueberry vape. I like strawberry vape. I like tanks. I like mods. I like Reese. Yo, it's just vaping. It's a vape life. I'm out. Peace.
Vape life.
Let me sing the hook to the vape life.
Blow some fucking clouds.
Yeah. Clouds,
vape
bro.
Vape life.
Look at those clouds. Oh, cloud production.
Vape life.
Booping.
Art on the shitter. All right.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
That was funny.
That was horrible.
I like. I liked that beat, actually. I thought, man, that would be one to
this,
keep
this
with.
This beer I'm drinking is dank. I'm feeling lifted with all this hip-hop. And,
yeah. All right.
You had hip-hop on your last show?
That's the right
guys.
We did.
It was awesome.
Let me say that this is the second time we've done it.
That's the third time, isn't it?
Third time?
Holy macaroni.
First time, that's the first time I've been on the show.
I've done it. I killed it. I had a Two Live Crew themed.
I'm sorry,
about
but
Christmas, about tapping that ass.
We're gonna have to say everybody, all three of you guys, big winners.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yay.
There's only one way to celebrate a freestyle win.
How's that, brother? Cupcakes.
It's to do a group
cookies. Housekeeping.
It's to do a group roundtable.
Oh, it's a collabo.
Yeah, the collab. we have to come up with a subject matter.
All right.
Huh. Mmm, boy.
Oh. All right.
Let's see. What do you guys think?
Fakakta?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You want to try to do a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse one?
I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
Talk about that network.
That's going to be kind of hard.
That'd be tough. Yeah.
All right, we'll start with that and just take it wherever you want to.
Yeah,
go.
Right.
Free flow, you baby.
All right, Dustin?
I guess I'm starting because it was my awesome idea.
Right, yes. And we want to do that same beat that we just did because I think that would be a good beat. Or do you want to do?
I like that one. I like six. What was six? No, and then it was the first one. That one. That's a little old school.
All right, we'll go old school. We're doing whatever happens.
Go, okay. Destin.
Let me pop my neck.
Punch that tank.
Punch that tank. It's the tank puncher, the voice, up in that ass. I'm gonna let it cycle back around.
Okay, and when you're ready,
because I'm not a clown.
You gotta point to somebody to make them go next.
Okay.
Like freeze tag.
Fakakta Comedy Fun House. Bitch, let me see what's in that blouse. Blake bought Molly a bra. Because he wanted to drop some jaw.
Oh, yeah. $48 ain't much to spend to see your wife's boobies up on her chin. Between your dick between them. I clean them with my tongue. Her bell gets rung. I'm in trouble now. I know, I'm just lucky she don't listen anyhow. FCF Network in the house.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Yo, I ain't got much to say. Here I go, though. Don't know much about Molly's booze. Don't know much about Dustin's booze. Don't know much about what he thinks about Jews, but I gotta say, like, ain't got much to lose. You don't have a theme here, for cock is hard to rhyme. I tell you what, I do have the time to talk about all the shows you want to hear. S&M Radio, and other ones such as Couch Pilots with my main man, Philip. rest assured, he's going to bring it. Every episode come Monday night, I record with him.
Take flight. Sorry, I got excited.
That's right. Drunken Lullabies, Sex with Heather. You got to subscribe them, or you better run from me, because if I see you and your iPod ain't loaded with this shit, I'm going to bust you right in your lip. Clit.
Damn, that dude is hard. He's talking about all the cards. Talking about Drunken Lullabies. The beat's over. I lost
the
beat.
We rapped so long that the beat disappeared.
I'll say it was a good thing.
Oh, but wait, it gets brought back.
Oh, bring it back around. Oh.
We got it.
What?
River Productions.
Yo.
Remix. Nothing cocked up fun house production.
What?
Nothing's over till Biggie has his say. Yeah.
Jump right in.
Yeah. Well, it's my turn. I'm going to talk about my perm. Wait, no. I don't have a perm. I got no hair. Nobody cares. But I do love all the shows on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. I like Heather. I like Jason. I like Blake. I like Philip. And then the show, Drunken Lullabies. Talking about beer all the time.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. In the oatmeal cream pies. I don't know much about SMM radio, because I don't like to be scared.
Low blow. Don't you know? Fuck you up, punch you in the taint, yo. I just wanted to give them a shout out, because they hadn't been mentioned
yeah.
yet.
Mentioned yet.
That sounds Jewish.
Well, Dave's Jewish. He's the only Jew on the Fakakta.
Dave can say it right. Fakakta. Dave can say it right.
Fakakta.
Dave can say it right.
Fakakta.
Because he's a Jewish.
Jewish.
Gay Jewish.
Gay Jewish.
Gay Jewish. Gay Jewish. Oh, yeah.
Sergio Valente.
Jewish. Yeah.
Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam.
L'chaim.
And Adam.
Adam.
Adam sounds. Go ahead.
Adam.
Adam's it.
God made him. You got a rib?
Isn't that his name?
Statum.
On
Freedom.
The other half of Lobo.
Old Testament.
You know what I meant. The book of Genesis.
What?
Not Corinthians.
What?
Let me break it down like this.
Yeah.
I like three things in life. Pussy, podcasting.
And Poontang to the right.
And Poontang to the right.
Right. The right side Poontang.
We out. FCF Network in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody knows the Poontang to the right's good. I'm telling you, that Poontang to the left, it's underestimated.
I like the Poontang way.
I'm not left-handed, so when I jerk off, it's always Poontang to the right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not left-handed. Whoo. It's getting hot up in
here.
That was hot.
And we still have another half of the show to go, so yeah. we got to take a break.
Speed this up.
We got to.
The weather is breaking. Spring is in the air, and so is the Zika virus. So remember to wrap it up while getting down in Africa, or at least pull out.
That was especially for you.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Alrighty, folks. Way back in the day, it was actually about a year ago, was on my time hop the other day, is we launched the Shocker e-liquid review. And that spawned the friendship that we got with Shocker, Elookwood, Audio Fog, and Rocky Top Vape.
Who would have thought this far along? Or
that they would still talk to us?
Yeah, sure, that.
But Rocky Top Vapor is our sponsor.
What? Yo.
Oh.
There you my name.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm a little pissed off.
You're pissed off at us?
No. Yo, so like a week ago, the Academy did their award show.
Academy of Country Music?
No.
Oh.
No. Motion picture.
You're talking about the Oscars, Rocky.
Yeah, those things. So I was up for an award, and I felt I was shunned.
You did not win the Oscar. No,
he was the best one up there. You're the best one, kid.
I appreciate that, Ghost of Mickey. I don't know who you are, but you sound just like
it is me. It's me, Rock. It's me, Mickey.
I'm really confused right now because
Sly. What does this have to do with? We're kind of running an ad here for Rocky Top Vapor.
Well, yo, here's the thing. Like, I was hoping to win an Oscar, my second one. Like, I already won. Now, granted,
like
I was
30
in a,
years ago.
I
right?
was in a movie called Oscar, and I thought that would get me an
that
Oscar.
That was horrible.
You were a great kid.
It did not. It did not. That plan backfired. And so, yo, I got this one from Rocky. And I was talking to the people from Rocky Top Vapor.
What'd they say, kid?
Well, they said, we like you, Sly. And we don't care if you didn't win no award. You're still number one to us.
All right.
You're number one in my heart, too.
That's the way they are. Michael, don't call him Mike.
They're good people.
Very good people. So if you are into vaping, that's the place to go. RockyTopVapor.com. Promo code. You know it, Rock?
Yeah, it's a knockout code.
Tell them what it is, Rock.
What's the knockout code?
It's I-B.
You got it. Keep going, kid.
W-I-P.
Almost there.
2-0.
20. You get 20% off your order.
I thought it was because I had 20 wins.
Sly. It's always good to see you, buddy, but you're not helping us out. RockyTopVapor.com, promo code IBWIP20 for 20% off your order.
It's a knockout.
It's a knockout. And so is this promo.
It can be exciting to start new relationships. The ins and outs of getting to know each other, the inside jokes you create, and the frank and honest conversations about anything and everything. I, Heather, am beginning a new relationship with Heather, a Kaluna shrub that grows in Europe and Asia Minor. She's a wildflower with a roaming spirit and a tough exterior. I thought, what better way to get to know my new shrubbery than to discuss the ins and outs of sex? We'll be taking a look at each other and laughing about how funny scrotums look, peppering it with facts and friendship. Sex with Heather will be coming on Wednesdays, only at FCFnetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of This Damn World with Dom and Jen. I'm Dom.
And I'm Jen.
As always, TDW covers anything and everything, news, life, and creative.
Holly Amory.
We're bitching about NFL.
And Noki.
For all those conspiracy theory lovers out there.
I would resurrect all of the drive-in movie theaters in America.
I'd get boobs.
Hit us up on Facebook at This Damn World. Instagram, This Damn World. Twitter, This Damn World SF or ThisDamnWorld.com.
Peace.
They did the right thing. They made everything This Damn World. Their Twitters, their Instagrams, and all that stuff. They did the right thing. Now, what is that? Where did you get that from? Did you bring that yourself?
That's yours.
It is?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
It was in your
Are
drawer.
We on air? We're on the air.
Is this, is this live?
I'm opening a
is
bottle.
Is this real life?
Yeah, we did a
is this
promo.
Live or memory?
We did a promo for a real professional, like, great-sounding, you know, podcast. We come out of that going, hey, where'd you get that?
I'm sorry. Jason, the bottle cap kid, he... Oh, shit.
Oh!
Nice. Save. No, I brought some Deschutes.
Deschutes.
And he's like, I don't have one of those caps. I'm like, how do you... Fuck, do you not have a Deschutes cap?
I've got, like, 700 caps Deschutes. On my refrigerator.
Deschutes.
I don't have that one.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. Deschutes.
Deschutes. Jason.
Shoot,
yep. Hey, buddy.
Molly's upstairs.
Oh, I know it.
And we were doing that rap about her boobs and everything.
Yeah.
I just led into it. I cannot.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it kind of upset her. So could you kind of go up there and, like, kind of level things out?
Rubber boobies.
We're kind of level right. things out? Hey, yo.
We're right in the middle of the show. I'll be happy to do it afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have a special guest with us this evening. He was on the show about 100 episodes ago. Around 100 episodes ago.
You know what? I think I will go upstairs after all.
Okay. And
just show me your boobies that I like them too.
Mm-hmm. I like your boobies. Isn't that nice?
Your wife.
My wife. Fuck you, Biamansky.
His wife. His wife.
You have to reclaim it.
Oh,
he done took it.
I was gonna say. But I won't say that because that's rude. I was just kidding. I would tease. I don't know if he could take that joke.
He would.
Would he?
He would.
He tells me to have sex with his wife.
Okay. You made him play an elf with Tourette's when he has a form of it. he has a sense of humor.
I thought it was just a tic, so I didn't.
Nope.
Does he really have Tourette's?
It's like a muscle spasm.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Like a, I thought it was a twitchy thing. And that's why when you gave him that role, I was like, oh, okay, so that was like...
No, it wasn't meant to. No,
twitchels.
Pure coincidence.
And he was like,
it's the part I was born to play.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's totally cool with stuff like that. He doesn't take himself very seriously at all.
All right. Blake, I'm going to fuck your wife. Let's see how... He doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Huh.
All right, anyway, so about 100 episodes ago, which would be about 2 years ago, almost 2 years exact because we skipped 2 weeks, we had a gentleman on named Andrew Rector.
Rector damn near killed her.
Rector has a lawsuit against ESPN because he was at a baseball game, and he fell asleep, and the announcers were making fun of him, so he filed a class action lawsuit. It's been a long time. It's been a while.
It's been a while
since we had Andrew on the show. Andrew Rector, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me back, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, what has been going on with you? I mean, there's so much been going on with you. Whatever happened with the lawsuit with ESPN?
Oh boy, I tell you what. When I first last talked to you guys, what we're going to do is have like a $10 million lawsuit.
Yes, $10 million.
I fell asleep, and they made fun of me all day, and it really broke my heart. It really changed things for me. So I had a $10 million lawsuit. Things were looking pretty good. And then ESPN came to me, and they said, you know what? We know you're a sports enthusiast. Maybe we'll let you be a correspondent for the rest of your life if you want.
Oh, wow. With a paycheck, obviously.
With a small paycheck, sure. But I get to travel to all these camps, see Major League Baseball practice for the summer training, or their spring training, rather. And they don't have to pay me one red cent for the lawsuit, and I would just be on their payroll.
And you thought that would be a better thing than taking the 10 mil?
Well, I paid a pretty penny for my season tickets for the Yankees games.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I thought this would be a great way to see all the parks. So I said, you know what? Yeah, let's go for it.
Do they pay your
all the parks in Arizona?
No, all the just I go I travel all around the country.
Yeah,
and I get to see
all
the
more
different...
than just spring training.
I get to see the parks. I get to go to the fields. I get to indulge a little bit with some of their candies and their fresh delicious snacks.
Do they pay the travel expenses?
They pay everything. I even got a brand new suit and tie.
Oh, wow. Well, spring training, this is kind of perfect timing for you. Spring training is, we're in
all
it.
All upon us.
We're knee deep in spring
deep
training right
yay
now.
Yay, baseball.
That's right. I'm so excited.
Put me in, coach.
They've got, they went ahead and gave me my my season tickets for the Yankees games. So when I'm back there, I can go see it. But right now, I'm just traveling all across the country, checking out the boys.
I'm a big Cardinals fan, St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you, buddy.
And, you know, last year...
Outnumbered in this show.
Last year, we kind of, like, you know, gave a dog a bone. We let the Cubs, you know, move along into
that's
the playoffs.
Nice of you.
How do you think the Cardinals are going to bounce back this year? Do you think Yadier Molina is going to have a good, healthy season?
You know, I went down to see the Cardinals, and they look great. I really think it helps that they have Cone's Killer Kosher Pastrami sandwiches down there, too. I think that's really going to give the boys a boost. You know what I mean?
They eat those during the game?
Well, I don't know if they necessarily eat them during the game, but they have them available to them. And they sure look delicious. I tell you, it's beef pastrami on your choice of bread. They say go for rye, but I chose banana.
And... Was it? How was it?
Oh, it's delicious. I had juices dripping down my chin.
Oh, geez.
Now, one of my concerns is the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Staying healthy.
Waino, staying healthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Staying healthy is a big...
And we also lost Lackey.
Yes.
He's now a Cub.
He's now a Cub.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that's...
But, you know...
That's pretty interesting.
Here a Lackey, there a Lackey. Everywhere a Lackey.
Everywhere like Becca Lackey. Becca Lackey.
Lackluster low.
Any other tips for the Cardinals or what things?
I would say maybe bring down the price of your beer a little bit. I was leaving the park and they were trying to charge me $6.50 for a small glass.
Of what?
Of Anheuser-Busch.
That's a fucking ripoff.
That's what I thought. And so I said,
for horse piss.
I said, boys, keep stretching, keep playing the baseball down there. I'll stick to the nachos.
Are you considered to be on the clock though? You shouldn't be drinking beer while you're technically you're on.
I was getting ready to go.
Oh, okay.
I took it to go.
Can I offer you a tip? If you're watching the Cardinals, you should not be eating the food they have there at Roger Dean Stadium. You should be going up the road to Costello's Pizza. It is the best pizza ever.
What kind of pizza is that?
It was fucking deep dish.
Oh, down in St. Louis?
No, this is in Jupiter, Florida, at the spring training.
No. That's the training I saw was in St. Louis.
Oh.
That must have been them packing up all their stuff.
Right.
Scott, do you have any Chicago Cub questions?
Have you been to Mesa? Is it in Mesa, Arizona for the spring training?
Oh, I got to tell you, fellas, I'm going to the actual parks themselves.
Oh,
where they play.
So Wrigley.
Well,
Do you like all the new accoutrement at Wrigley Field?
Accoutrement? Sorry, I went into Winnebago, man.
I was like, I'm waiting for. He's all of a sudden he has.
How about the new facility?
I haven't been there, but
they got a big scoreboard out there now. And
I'm sure it's wonderful. Up on the big scoreboard, that's where you can see all the delicious juices running down the Frankfurters. The last place I went though was I went to the Angel Stadium of Anaheim for the LA Angels.
Were they in the outfield?
There were some definitely in the outfield playing baseball. Have you guys been out there?
No, I've never.
Negatory, good buddy.
No.
You got to make it out there. They have something called a halo dog. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
It's all beef hot dog with bacon, churro beans, shredded cheese, and pico de gallo. It was great.
It's called a hang-low dog?
Halo.
Oh.
You know.
Halo.
Halo.
Halo dog.
Halo.
Like angels.
I thought hang-low.
Is Albert Pujols still there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Shit, I forgot. He's got narcolepsy. Hey. Andrew.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey.
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking on this interview.
What number beer is that anyway?
What?
We can get with this, or we can get with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Speaking of, you know, narcolepsy, you know, that was one of your claims is that you suffered from narcolepsy, and that's why you fell asleep during the game. How is that affecting your performance as an ESPN analyst?
It definitely made me a laughing stock, and I get that. Every place – now, see, you're laughing right now. I don't appreciate it. Every stadium I go to, I see the boys out there playing the baseball, and they say, hey, you're that guy who fell asleep and everyone made fun of. And then usually I fall asleep halfway through their comments. So it only affects me about 50% is what they wanted to affect me. But that's all right. That's all right. I move on to Citi Field, the home of the New York Mets. Have you guys been out there?
No, but I've always wanted to see the apple go up and down in the stadium. They have a big, huge apple.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one guy hit a home run in the playoffs last year.
I just think they have a cool looking mascot.
They put a band-aid on it.
Cespedes?
Cespedes.
Jonas Cespedes?
Oh, I had Jonas Cespedes one time.
Yeah, me too.
The doctor had to put...
When he was in Oakland.
The doctor had to put a Q-tip in my pee hole.
That sounds awful. The New York Mets did that to you?
Yeah, the Mets of New York. New York Metropolitan.
Guys, you really got to get up there and try the Shake Shack Shack Burger.
The what?
It's called the Shake Shack Shack Burger. It's a Pat LaFrieda blend burger with American cheese, shack sauce, lettuce, tomato on a squishy bun.
What the fuck is shack sauce?
It really is just mayonnaise.
Oh, okay.
They call it a secret sauce, but it's just mayonnaise.
Oh,
mayonnaise.
You're spending a lot of time eating at these ballparks, but I mean, you're as an ESPN analysis person, you were supposed to be given in depth on like the players. Like Dustin is a big fantasy baseball guy, and he needs information about these
tips,
players.
Man.
Injuries, yes. Injuries.
Sure. Oh,
come
yeah.
on,
no
this,
problem. No,
this
no,
could be my. I don't have a job. I need fantasy baseball to pay my fucking mortgage.
Okay, I got a good tip for you. Next time you're in Colorado, check out the Rocky Stadium, Coors Field. They have great Rocky Mountain oysters. Have you tried these guys?
Yeah, those are balls.
They say they're deep-fried bull testicles, but they can't possibly be that. I think they're like little donuts. Little cream-filled donuts.
You're putting
cream-filled?
Testicular fortitude inside your mouth.
They're an aphrodisiac, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that really what
not
it is?
Not in my house.
Does it help with your narcolepsy?
It does help me go to sleep.
So is there, do you, you know, all this traveling, is it affecting your, you know, your love life, your relationships?
Well, I don't really, I don't have a wife or a girlfriend, but I don't know if you remember my pal Joey that was in the pictures with me.
Yeah, Joey was in the pictures.
He's actually been, he's been traveling with me. A part of the settlement with ESPN was that he got to travel around the country with me.
Oh, well, that's cool. You guys share a hotel room?
We share a hotel room. We share Rocky Mountain oysters together.
We share bath.
We share baths together. We share Cone's Killer Kosher Pastrami sandwiches. He's actually my cameraman for when I do my in-depth analysis.
Oh, listen.
So he's the one who catches the juices running down your chin?
Yeah, sure. If I have some juices running down my chin and Joey sees it before I get a chance, sure, he'll dab my chin a little bit.
Well, let's do and I know that your schedule, you got a lot of stuff going on. Let's reenact one of your segments. Like, I'll be the cameraman. And, like, let's do one of your reports for, like, ESPN. Like, let's say you're going to be on SportsCenter, top of the hour.
Sure, yeah.
They're going to come into you live in 5, 4, 3.
Hey, fellas. This is your favorite Yankees fan, Andrew Rector, reporting live from PNC Park, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. With my pal Joey here, today we're looking at all the players and we're saying, hey, guys, you're doing a good job. But then we quickly make our way over to the concession stand where we get a Pimerani Brothers sandwich. Mmm, there are many, many sandwiches, but go for the capola ham and the cheese with tomatoes, coleslaw, and french fries on white bread. That's what you want to get down here in Pittsburgh, fellas. Back to you.
Wow, that's...
Well, you didn't mention Andrew McCutcheon once.
Or
the Kutch.
Is he the guy frying up those sandwiches back there? He's doing a killer job.
Well, I mean, but, like, people that are watching SportsCenter, I mean, like ESPN, they're wanting to know about, you know, like, the Pittsburgh fans. They want to know, how's their team going to do? Are they going to be a first-place team this year?
To me, the great thing about ESPN is that you can be in the middle of the country and travel all around the great United States seeing all the parks with my in-depth analysis.
How are they going to be without Aramis Ramirez?
Well, I tell you what, from my in-depth analysis, what I found is that the success of a team is related directly to how delicious their hot dogs are. And I tell you what, from what I hear, out of Wrigley Field, you mentioned them earlier, they're a Chicago dog with all-beef hot dog with mustard, white onions, dill pickles, sport peppers, relish, tomatoes, and celery salt on a poppy seed bun. That's going to take them all the way to the Super Bowl.
The World Series.
What's that?
World Series.
Yeah, I'll try one of those.
It's a World Series.
Give me extra cheese on that World Series, would you?
For me, there's just, you know, there's one more team. You got the World Series champion, Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, the Royals.
The Royals?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How are they going to be without Zobers?
Well, to me, he's on the mend as long as he gets his hands on a cheesy corn brisket acho. Nachos topped with sliced brisket, cheese, corn, baked beans, coleslaw, and barbecue sauce. I tell you what, you want juices running down your chin. You can't do much better than brisket.
Yeah, I love a good brisket. Well, I do.
Andrew, I appreciate you coming back on the show.
Where's Brett Conlon?
He hurt his ankle.
He hurt his ankle. He fell off of a cliff.
Yeah.
I need to get on Facebook.
He's all about, like,
all these pictures.
Hey,
it's like, oh, look
I'm hanging out with Nani, and her boobs are...
Her pregnant boobs.
Milk, whatever he called them.
She's like 3 weeks from having a baby. He's like, hey, let's go on a 2-mile hike.
So and then, I'm going to hurt my ankle.
So then he's... I said something about, oh, I said, again, you go hiking and start a rock without me. And then I wake up this morning, and there's a picture of his foot.
Yeah. What's odd, I was near Starved Rock yesterday.
You could have saved his life.
I could have, like, met them in the wilderness and been like, no!
No!
He told me that he said...
I could have comforted him in his time of need.
He said it happened about 30 seconds after he told his nephew, I'll wait.
I'll wait. Oh, no, go ahead. No. I thought you were talking about him. No. I'm fucking lost now.
I was like 30 seconds after he told his nephew to be careful going down the hill. Yeah. And then
Poor Brett Conlon. I tell you, if you want to heal quick, you got to get out to the Houston Astros Minute Maid Park and get one of them chicken and waffle cones. It's fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and honey mustard served in a waffle cone. That'll get him upright right away.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, wash it down with a tall glass of Nani's breast milk.
I would take one of those right now, but without Nani's the rest milk? Of I respect Nani.
That's a nice
and,
milk
like,
stout.
She's a fine woman, but I do not need to taste the juice of her teeth.
I respect her as well. I respect all women.
But
But there's no way that baby is going to be able to consume all that milk.
That right? baby's going to drown in calcium. It's going to have bones harder than a fucking diamond. A baseball diamond.
And with that, Andrew, thank you very much. I think ESPN got the better of the deal here. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
I disagree. I get all these delicious foods from all around the country. Thanks for having me back on your program, Blake.
Hey, take care of yourself, buddy. We'll just...
Okay, I guess we'll just segue into this.
Yeah, we'll just let him go.
Oh, yeah. Good night, sweet prince. Here's a release schedule.
You kings of New England.
There's a spirit in the butt is now available. Episode 238, Coxophagus, is now available.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Episode 240, our next episode, inevitably titled Victory Lapdog, will be available on Friday, March 18th. And don't forget, March 11th is Johnny Appleseed Day. I have an apple every day, and as a result, I have kept the doctor away for 12 years, despite a compound fracture last year. Thanks, Johnny Appleseed. Also, Saturday, March 12th is Plant a Flower Day. For every flower I plant, I pick two. The math doesn't work in favor of the flower, but I'll be long dead before the impact of my behavior affects the world.
True that.
Look at that carbon footprint.
That was a good one.
Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or we'll never be able to convert intern Heather into a full-time employee.
Right.
And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, just know that you didn't pay for it, but you didn't ask for it either.
Oh, that's goodness. Also, there's one right here. Oh, my show notes say something else. And it says, and Tuesday, March 15th, is the Ides of March. It's also Blake's birthday. Please donate to the show. Or to be honest with you, if you just go and subscribe to all the shows, that's a birthday present enough for me. Go on your iTunes or your Stitcher.
Yep.
Or your podcast app of choice, Podcast Kicker.
I switched to Stitcher. Did I tell you that?
No.
I made a life-altering decision.
Switch the Stitch.
I switched the Stitch.
Are you weaning yourself to an Android or something?
No, like, the reason why is because it's weird. The iTunes podcast app takes up a lot of memory space. And I've got a shitty iPhone that only has so much allotted space.
Only so much room.
And I can delete the episodes, but it still says in the documents and data, I have so much. So I had to reboot my phone and start all over. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going with Stitcher because it's like a streaming type thing. And yeah, so I'm not using the podcast app. I kind of feel dirty about it, but I'm all about the Stitch right now.
Hey, whatever podcast app you use, it counts as a download. And I really do honestly believe that...
I believe in a thing called love.
Yes. I believe...
I miss those guys.
I believe in a thing called love. I believe that you will find at least one show, if not seven, on FCF Network.
There you go.
That you will enjoy. And everybody at the network works super hard on their shows, and I think it's in your best interest to check them out.
Who doesn't want an autographed pair of aviator shades?
I've seen the pictures.
I've got 100 pairs.
Ready to go.
There's so
They've
many.
Been signed.
I'm a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 I'm... This thing on. I kind of feel like I need to be on an episode.
Yeah.
I won't plug Drunken Lullabies at all. I just want to sit in on the show. Yeah. I listen every week. I've given you suggestions of shows to review.
Have you? I've not heard this.
I'm not. No.
Hello.
Hello. The last show that you're looking for. The last show that you just talked about. He put it in your ear.
What's that one?
What was the one from Monday?
No. Action Family? No.
Yeah, I thought you.
No,
mentioned.
I did watch that. Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh. Adventures.
And you're
in
like,
the next
shit,
one.
We already recorded that.
Yeah, he's a great idea.
Too late.
If we could go back in time.
However, I did jump ahead two decades, and I gave you a suggestion for when you get into the 2000s.
Well, Here, let me. If you guys don't mind, real quick.
I just think Philip Rush sure doesn't like me. I know Tarmac John is on my side.
Should we do? Should we do a quick episode of Couch Pilots?
I am all about Tarmac John.
I'm going to check the pachinko machine.
Okay.
What did you? How do you spell your last name? Is it with an L?
There's no L. No.
Okay, sorry.
You tried to put an L on the business cards. It's not Wilcoff. Just Wyckoff.
Okay. It says here you have, 3,713 frequent flyer points.
Oh, wow. A lot.
I've downloaded every fucking episode. So I listen the day of release.
So do I.
I make comments on Facebook.
All right. Well,
I've shared.
Have you said?
I have shared.
I know you shared. You need to send
Me too.
We can't just do. Okay, I'll tell both of you guys. Let me check your points in a minute. We can't just do this like verbally. We have to. We have channels. There's
protocol, yeah.
Okay. Because there's FCF regulations.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to send us an email with a request to be on.
All right.
Okay. That's what.
I just want to get on the flight. I haven't flown since I was in high school.
Okay, Big E, hold on. Let me.
I don't give a fuck where we go.
What's the last four digits of your social security number?
Is it 6667?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, boy, 6,000 points. We're really going to suck his dick or something.
Oh, I don't. We'll call John for that.
We'll get him.
We'll just call DSJ.
We'll get you a
DSJ.
We'll get you a
DSLs.
A special.
DSJ's DSL.
A surprise prize.
A special surprise.
Surprise prize.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about that. I don't want to slew these things together. Hey, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We wrapped. We talked about my dying dog, and we had an interview with Andrew Richter.
Damn near killed her.
And we had a good time. So definitely, we love you. We want us to love you back. What?
We love you long time.
I see my notes here. How come I couldn't have done this one?
And if
Jews vaping.
And if somebody can come over and give Dustin a ride home, that would make me feel a lot better.
No, I'm fine.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, shit, that's me.
Read that shit.
Punch it. The 24-hour FCF Network Marathon is coming up, and I bet there will be 3 good hours in there. Good night, folks.
This is the first I've heard about it.
Yeah.
We're doing a marathon?
Yeah. Of epic proportions.
I bet that Drunken Lullabies episode at the end of the night, that's going to be something. Right?
Well,
it's all going to be fucked up.
And I really,
it's going to punch you in the taint.
I really felt bad. I felt bad that I put Low Blow like at midnight, but I'm like, that's exactly where they need to be.
Exactly.
Like,
after Drunken Lullabies gets everybody lubricated. Yes.
Well, there's no they, right? Only one of them's coming down.
Just
right?
Right, but he's looking for.
He's enlisting some help?
Yeah, he's one. Okay. Well, no, he's not.
Something happen?
Huh?
No?
No, Dave just can't come.
Oh, no, Dave can't come.
Oh, that sounds like a physical problem.
Quit putting it in a guy's butt.
That's what happens when you're gay. You can't come no more.
He wants to recruit Heather.
Dave, that's what happens when you're gay, brother. When you're gay, you
Who is this guy?
You can't come. I don't know.
I don't know. Perot showed up?
He's one of the root to dick.
This is Ross Perot. Can I finish? Let me finish. You want to take care of national debt? I'll pay it off right now. All right? I'm a Texas billionaire. I'll pay off the whole goddamn thing right now. Make me president of the United States? Then you'll be able to come, Dave. I'll jerk your dick off right now. Won't be nothing gay about it. That's how we do it down here in Texas. We're going to make some oil shoot right out of that little spurt of yours.
Check. Black gold.
Yeah. Texas tea.
Texas tea.
Well, the first thing you know, Jed's in bed.
We do love, Dave.
It's
all said in love.
Lopro is great.
Yes.
I'm actually pretty disappointed Dave's not going to be here because I wanted to meet him. I he has a very distinct voice on that show.
Yeah.
So.
Literally and figuratively.
Here's the thing. I wanted to hear Heather and him do a old Jewish lady like voice off because they both do really good ones.
Yeah.
All right, quit.
All right.
Shut up.
Show's over.
Show's over. Get the hell out of Compton.
Go to sleep.
Fuck out of here. I gotta go to bed.
Get out of here.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production.
Check out.
Produced by Jason Tosher. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.